Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 15th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Former Vice President Joyce Mujuru says she's the leader of Zimbabwe People First Party.
I knew it wasn't going to take long before the truth would come out. And the world is now seeing what it is that is happening.
A former Vice President Joyce Mujuru has for the first time confirmed that she's leading the opposition People's First Party that she says that she registered with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission on Friday. In an exclusive interview with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu, Mrs. Mujuru also says she's not shocked by the serious factional fights that have again engulfed the ruling ZANU-PF as the battle to succeed President Robert Mugabe intensifies.
I was expecting it. It's very distressful. And I'm sure for a long time, if not for over a year, I've not been giving any interview. It's because I knew the thing that happened to me was done as a way of trying to get rid of somebody who knew had something different to what they had in mind. But it was a marriage of convenience. It wasn't something which they had, which could leave ZANU-PF as ZANU-PF. But to me, it wasn't a surprise because I knew it was, they were all lies and they were not saying the truth amongst themselves. I knew. And I knew it wasn't going to take long before the truth would come out. And the world is now seeing what it is that is happening.
And why is it that there's this alleged animosity between war veterans in the party and the so-called Young Turks?
The issue is, I am not very sure. Since I left the party, I decided to just leave it and don't involve myself in what has been going on in ZANU-PF. I did not want to have anything to do with it, because I did not want to entangle myself with the going on. I know it's a group of thugs, a group of power-hungry people, a group of liars. They can start thinking of just fabricating things that don't exist. And so to me, I'm not such a character. So I decided to just keep it to myself.
We also understand that you have registered your party with ZEC, if you may explain that.
Yes, I have. I registered on Friday. And this is as a result of the overwhelming demands of the people. In fact, I should have done it mid last year, but because I was refusing to do that without me convincing myself that I had done the best of recruitment. I wanted to understand whether they had reached the Bait Bridge, from Bait Bridge to Mkumbura, and from border Botswana to border Mozambique, which we have done.
So we can safely say you are now leading this party. You are the interim president.
Yes, please.
That was former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, now interim president of the opposition People First Party, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Beatrice. We will air part two of this interview tomorrow here on Studio 7. Don't miss it.
Meanwhile, some supporters of People First say they will now start campaigning for the party ahead of the 2018 general elections. Our correspondent Arthur Chigoriwa has more details from Chinoy.
There was jubilation and ululation among People First members when they held their first meeting in Chinoy on Saturday. They were happy that the party has finally been officially registered in Zimbabwe. The PF members who address each other as nation builders said the registration will now enable them to freely mobilize the electorate, held rallies and public meetings without fear of the police. The organizer of Saturday's meeting, former ZANU PF and MDC-T provincial member Tendai Musonza, said many MDC and ZANU PF followers were waiting for the party to register in order to join it.
I'm very happy that we have launched as a political party, and I strongly feel the People First is the party the people of Zimbabwe have been waiting for. Yes. It's going to make it easy. Even people will begin to have confidence in us as a political party, because it's what they, one of the things they've been asking for.
Speaking at the meeting, Abigail Sauti, a former MDC-T National Council member, said she felt overwhelmed by the registration, as this will allow them to market their party, as many people were hesitant to join them because they were not registered.
We are now free to go to the people, to talk to them, to mobilize, to have some public meetings. Because we are now a registered party, you can now go to the police station and book for some meetings and have them freely.
Addressing more than 300 Chinoy ward level structure members, former Information Minister and ZANU-PF member Bright Matonga, who is the PF acting provincial coordinator, urged their members to desist from violence. Responding to questions, another former ZANU-PF Mondoro Mbaira member of parliament, Sylvester Nguni, said unlike other political parties, PF has term limits of 2 5-year terms on any position. The PF meeting was attended by prominent former provincial war veteran leader Amos Sipoka Lemaunga, former ZANU-PF stalwarts, MDC-T provincial members, and the operatives of the feared National Spy Network, the Central Intelligence Organization, or CIO. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Atta Achigoriwa.